Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Alrighty then, it is a holiday show. It's snow holiday. It's a snow holiday out there. So you got a couple of inches of snow and more, right? More on the way, boys?
At least for the next hour. That's what I've seen.
Over the next hour?
Yes, but here right now at the station, it's still coming down. At least for the next hour.
It is coming down? Are they big flakes or little flakes?
Big fish.
I don't know how to judge them. We don't know very much. I'm from California, and I lived here for like 20 years. I don't know much about snow.
If they're big flakes, then it's going to stick. If not, it's, you know, it'll get. So if you got kids, get out there in a hurry so that they can play.
It's out there. I mean, it's accumulating right now. I mean, I can send you a picture of what it looks like outside or outside in the parking lot right now.
I just got my boy Daniel from Resto Pros. He's got to go save a house because they're having, you know, issues. It's like crazy. It looks like he's got snow on his car. You can't even see the road. It's all snow.
Yeah, it's not crazy, but it's a real one right now. We're having an actual storm with snow that'll stay. And yeah, like the parking lot on the second floor, like you got the roofs of the houses with snow and you cannot see the pavement.
That's crazy. That's crazy. No,
it's a proper snow day, period.
Yeah.
It's coming down, too. And it's going to be like this until, I think 9 o'clock. My daughter said 12, but it depends. It depends. But, yeah, I've never seen it like this. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Devin is here. He wants to get in and talk about weather. Hey, Devin.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to quickly ask because I was kind of curious. I know John grew up in Chicago, so he was probably used to the snow. I've lived in Texas my whole life, so whenever there is snow, it's pretty cool. But I wanted to ask John, you were constantly exposed to snow in Chicago. From that perspective, if you're constantly exposed to snow, do you eventually hate it?
Yes.
Or is it like still cool? Obviously, it's cool for us because we're not used to it, but do you hate snow because you're constantly used to it in Chicago? And that's just my question.
Snow's not bad. It's when it's so cold that it's ice and you can't scrape your windshield because it's so iced up. That's awful. And you got to start your car and put the defroster on. You got to run outside, and then it's got to sit in the driveway for 15 minutes and warm up the car and warm up the windshield so that you can actually see out of it. And then it's, you know, the roads are icy, so there's all kinds of accidents and stuff. But yeah, it blows. No, if you're in Colorado and skiing in it, you love it. It's great. It's fun. Chicago snow is not as fun. It's not fun. It sucks. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I like LA snow. It's gonna be 70 here today, and golf courses open. It'll be
I know people were checking weather reports to make sure they were going to get snow, and all I could think of was, and I even tweeted something, people around the country who live in snowy areas probably couldn't even fathom how much we were like, come on, please let us get hit by this. Let it snow all night long, because everyone knew they were shutting the roads down today, basically, because it's going to melt later, and then It's going to warm up actually into like in the low 40s today, John, and then it's going to dip to 24 tomorrow. So it's going to turn to ice. So tomorrow is I'll bet you we're doing the show from home tomorrow too.
Yeah. Did you guys I was looking. I'm just, you know, finding different stuff. Did you guys happen to see, like, Nikola Jokic is having maybe the greatest season in NBA history?
Yeah, except he's missing games.
Yeah, but he's already got 18 triple doubles, and he's on, you know, he's not on pace to beat Russ, but it, you know, he's not far off, and but by far the greatest center.
Dude, he's averaging, and okay, so there's more possessions now. There's more 3-point shots. There's somebody on the analytics side that does comparisons. There is where it will basically take some of the stats you have away from you right now if you want to compare them to past years. But basically, Nikola Jokic is the most high-impact player in the history of basketball. And it's really not that close from a statistical standpoint. His numbers are not really touchable by anyone in basketball history.
This year, he is in top five in the league in points, rebounds, assists, double-doubles, triple-doubles, three-point percentage. Top five in the league in all of those categories. It's unprecedented what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. He had his 18th triple-double of the season.
Good Lord, he's shooting 47% from three?
He's unbelievable.
His career is 35, John. His career rebound is 10.9. He's at 13.2 this year. His career assist is 7.1. He's at 9.9.
Yeah.
Gary hates this.
Yeah. You think this extends to basketball for Gary, too?
I don't know.
Oh, yes. I think basketball, baseball, yes.
Gary's own basketball forever.
I don't think Gary is a Nikola Jokic fan, Del. No. And I don't think you believe he is either.
What happened to the country I love? We had a national championship game, and we out here quoting Jokic stats. Can we talk about ISOing Jeremiah Smith on a Gotta Have It Down? You know, can we talk about that?
I know, with basically no safety help at all.
Zero coverage. Well, yeah, one-on-one.
Hey, that was a ballsy throw, though. I mean, you're throwing a 50-yard throw on a 3rd and 11.
Is it ballsy to isolate the best player on the field and go, hey, I'm going to throw this ball out to you, go catch it?
Well, it's ballsy by Notre Dame.
Well, it was down the field.
It was also ballsy by Will Howard.
He had all the field to throw to, all the sideline. Just throw it out
still
there.
Had to make the throw,
and don't be terrible. Just throw it out there and
Quinn
don't be Ewers terrible.
Quinn Ewers would have left it 5 yards short.
Quinn Ewers has 4th and 13, Lance.
Cam Ward would have thrown it 10 yards by him.
Yeah, 4th and 13, touchdown.
Advance. So he's just taking a shot at Quinn. Quinn completed 4th and 13 for
a touchdown. Let me ask you. I wouldn't know. I didn't see Quinn in a national championship game. Let me ask you this. Freeman trying to kick a 27-yard field goal when they were down 16 points with just under 10 minutes to go in the game? He explained it after the game, like, look, and he has an analytics guy who's right there with him who tells him what to do. So apparently the numbers say to do that, but it's so stupid because this is where analytics to me loses me some, because I don't let's really work our way through this. You've got a chance at tying the game with two touchdowns. Now, of course, you have to get two point conversions, but you are potentially two possessions away. If you kick that field goal there, you're still another two possessions away of touchdowns. Why not take your shot right there? At 4th and 10, I guess the thought is, look, if you try it and you don't get it, you're still two possessions and two pointers away. And if you do kick the field goal now, you're still two possessions away, but you're also going to win if you score twice, because you don't have to have 2-point possessions or 2-point plays. Here's my argument. What if you got the 4th and 10? What if you scored a touchdown? You're now one possession away. And Notre Dame went and scored on one of their possessions. I think that Marcus Freeman, I don't think the analytics is correct on that. Or at least, and supposedly this guy is one guy who follows me. He said the model's very close. He said the model's very close on whether or not to go for it. He said at 4th and 6, at anything 4th and 6 or less, you go for it. Anything more, you kick the field goal. But to me, you weren't going to get many more possessions. I would have gone for it there, taking a chance.
Well, okay, but early, speaking of Smith, earlier in the game, they've got a goal to go situation. They're on about the 8-yard line. And Smith is out right by himself. The defensive back is waving and just going, hey, Smith's out here all by himself to the right, to the sideline. Everybody goes left, including Smith, and then he goes back right, and there's nobody there. How in the world do you design a defense that you don't have somebody that just, you never leave Smith? The guy that was covering him, that was at least the furthest out, ran to the right and took the fake that everybody was going left. What are you going to do anyway when you're all the way on the left side of the field and they're going to go all the way to your right? What in the hell are you going to accomplish anyway? Smith catches a ball. He goes this way, goes that, and there's nobody there. I just don't understand. How is it that Carl Loftus or Will Anderson or Jeremiah Smith, no one is accounting for these people when they're rushing the quarterback or they're in or they go out for a pass? How in the world do you just you worked all week long and you don't account for the best players on the field? It just is amazing to me. It is amazing to me that you don't that you wouldn't have someone just stick to Jeremiah Smith every second.
Yeah, what you're suggesting is what you would see in the NBA. You're just implementing a face guard no matter what happens. Like what people do to Steph Curry, we're going to try to deny you the ball no matter what's going on everywhere else. You are not going to be someone that's ever left free. Hey, you might beat us, but there's always going to be someone, no matter the responsibility, that accounts for you. You just, I guess it just doesn't implement it, particularly on receivers all the time, where no matter what's going on, you don't leave this guy because he's too dangerous.
Yeah. Okay, and listen. Dell telling us about the Nikola Jokic segment? This is the guy that has spent 4 segments on LiAngelo Ball's music.
That's not true. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
When did I do that?
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I've heard you do
good one, John.
At least 3 segments
him,
on this.
Entire segments. That's not true.
Who's going to make
cook
more
him,
money?
John.
That's
who's going to make more money, Lonzo or LiAngelo?
Yeah,
that was one segment.
Because
that was,
the news
it was
broke.
A whole segment.
The whole segment. But you know what wasn't going? It was the middle of the week. You know what didn't happen the day before? The national title game.
Who cares about the national title game?
Who cares?
Did you have a team in it?
Who cares?
No.
So you want to talk? Who cares about Jokic? Is he on our team?
Who cares about LiAngelo Ball's song?
It's so dumb.
The dude has one song.
The news broke that, and you could count as a lie or not, that he's guaranteed $8 million. That was a conversation for like 5 minutes. You want to have an entire segment about a center who doesn't play here?
6 segments on this.
John,
cook him, Dell. Cook him, John.
You spent more time on Jokic than you had talking about the game. You mentioned it in passing in the first segment.
Around the horn where Tony Rioli's giving points. Ding, ding.
Ding. John got all the points.
Guess what type of season Jokic is having? And you spent a minute and a half, maybe, in the first segment talking about the game.
Cook him, Dell.
It was an embarrassing performance by you.
Wait, you just said cook him, John. Wait,
he's
a minute.
Yeah, he's baiting. He's
trolling. No, I'm not baiting. It's whoever's cooking the other one.
Jokic. Who cares? Oh, he's a great player. Thanks, John.
Are you going to let him sit here and do this to you, John?
Hey, John just informed everyone Jokic is a great player.
Yeah, I sure did.
Thanks.
Now Lance has to inform everybody about Underdog Fantasy again.
Good. Underdog Fantasy is the greatest fantasy sports app that I've ever seen in my entire life. And today's a snow day. What better way to celebrate here in Houston than getting on Underdog Fantasy, looking at your basketball, and then saying, hey, let's go higher or lower on some of these stats in basketball. You have profit boosts all the time. You have a game called Pick and Roll where you decide who's going to score more than 19.5 points, and they give you a list of players, and you just swipe right for the player you want to add and swipe left if you want to tell them to beat it. But there's a lot of different ways to play. It's a lot of different – it's very, very fun. Great weekend. great Saturday, not as good a Sunday, but that's the way it goes with underdog fantasy. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but when you win, you can win big. You can win up to 1,000 times your original play. They have discounted stats for certain players on certain days, so that's why you always have to check your lobby to see what's going on. 35% bonus, 30% profit boost, 50% profit boost. I've had over 70% profit boost before. So check that lobby every single day. Go find some games to play, some players to go higher or lower on. And when you're watching your games, play along with it and win real money with your actual sports knowledge at Underdog Fantasy. That's Underdog Fantasy. Download the app. Use promo code Lance. Make your first deposit. Using that promo code, you can get up to $1,000 bonus cash. It's that simple. Go to Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older in present state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got back just in time. How about that? That was wonderful. And where's he? He's not even there. I had to get some orange juice. And then JT and I were talking a little poker. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. JT's turning into a nice little poker player. I like it. He's okay. Can't be prouder. Can't be prouder. Hope he goes on the tour. On the WPT. Dell, would you like to go on the WPT tour?
Sorry, I heard poker and tuned out. What are you talking about? Yeah, I stopped paying attention. I'm just waiting for Lance to get back, really.
you're just waiting for Lance? That's all you want?
I got to make sure he's back, so I have him. I'm listening through the board to make sure all that rumbling he does when he's getting situated again. That's all. The poker thing.
Oh, I got you.
I heard JT poker. I was like, okay. This got nothing to do with me.
You got
to
keep his mic down. Because...
Yeah, because he'll. We heard it in the first segments of the show where he's just whatever he's doing. So now I just keep him down until I know he's situated again, so he doesn't do it on the air.
Is this a record-breaking day for Houston with the snow?
I haven't kept track, but I mean, I periodically look at what Matt Lanza's tweeting about, and it might be. I mean, I've never seen this level, and the fact that it's still snowing after it started going on like 4 or 5 hours of snow, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah. Wow. Crazy.
We're going to get up to 6 hours of snow.
Up to 6 hours of snow. I mean, that is nuts. Already all
a really good pace now.
JT is flying through Dallas tomorrow. I wonder what they're getting today. I mean, everybody.
Well, they're probably getting a lot of ice. There's probably an ice there.
Well,
this is great, man.
You love it?
Yeah, this is great. I'm not driving anywhere.
So your kids
everything,
will...
Like I said, everything is closed. They were already putting a lot of stuff on the roadways yesterday. In 59, there was no traffic. 5:30, I was driving home. No traffic on 59 South. Not
really?
One slowdown. Yeah.
That's crazy. At 5:30.
No, we're different than cold weather people would not understand this. Like, you probably don't. But you haven't been in cold weather climates for a long time.
It's all right. It's crazy. There is no difference on the snowiest day in Chicago. Everybody's still out.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sean and I are across the street at the hotel, and they serve breakfast, which is great, but they don't serve dinner. So we're trying to figure out what we're going to do because the station was nice enough to put us up for two nights, so we're here to make sure we get going every day. Central Market's opening at 10, so if you guys are driving or looking out for some place to go, grab a sandwich, because Central Market does that, they're going to be open at 10.
Great sandwich.
So if anybody's out and about and you don't know where to
Central
go.
Central Market's the best.
Because places are closed.
If anybody wants to pick Del up a sandwich.
No, I'll go down. It's not that long of a drive.
I'll bring y'all food. I'll bring you food. I'm right around the corner, and the water will have melted and not frozen yet.
Well, I don't know, but that's my plan.
I got these Factor meals. They're pre-portioned meals that you can microwave, and they're actually pretty good. Get you about 480 to 520 calories. It'll be great.
John doesn't seem enthused about the Factor meals.
No, I did that. I had to cancel it. They sent me 12, and I was like,
why are you getting that many? I just get 6, and I eat it whenever I'm doing my
ordered.
My
I didn't know I ordered, so they sent, and then I didn't know I ordered again. I was like,
well, no, keeps on going, but it's better than me buying Burger Chan all the time. It's healthier. I've lost weight this way. I get to just eat quickly at the place and keep writing up my prospects. You know, John, I wrote Shador Sanders. Well, I watched a lot of him yesterday. He's actually better than I expected.
Why don't you turn your camera on?
Is it not on?
You turned it off when you went to break and didn't turn it back on.
There it is. So people want to see you.
No, they don't. But it's actually, Shador's actually better than I thought.
He is? Well, I thought I thought you watched when you watched Travis Hunter, you were like, eh, man.
I saw some throws I didn't love. But now I'm watching all the intermediate throws. I mean, I haven't gotten to all the interceptions. Basically, he thinks he can make certain throws, arm talent throws that he can't because he doesn't have great arm talent. But he's really accurate. He's an accurate passer. He throws intermediate well. He's got very good poise in the pocket. Like, he's willing to take a hit. He slides around the pocket really well. Like, he's a lot better than Quinn Ewers. I didn't think Quinn was very good.
Any chance you get to give Quinn Ewers a knock, you do it. Even in the last segment.
I don't think after watching him on tape, I'm like, man, this guy, he didn't get any better. Never got better at reading defenses. He just can't read defenses. And the thing about Sanders that I think is very interesting is he's got some makeup. Now, I don't know about the personality and all that stuff, but like, he doesn't get rattled in the pocket. He throws with some accuracy. He's very confident. You can see the confidence back there. These are all things that you like from an intangible standpoint with quarterbacks. We always talk about, you know, you can have the biggest arm, this, that, and the other, but is he accurate? You know, does he play with poise? Is he a confident guy? Is he like, Shador actually has some of those elements of intangible. So I'm not done with it. I still need to go watch him in tight throws. I got to watch him in red zone. I got to watch him roll right, roll left, but it was better than I expected. I will say that. It was better than I expected. And I go in with an open mind. Like somebody on Twitch said, Ewers has zero pocket presence. He really doesn't. Now, it was better in 2023, and I graded him primarily off of 2023, Quinn Ewers, because that's the better year for him. But I also watched 2024. And the thing with Ewers is he just doesn't, like, his reads are so simple that he's either going to go to one or two, and he almost never even is able to get to three. He can't even look at the backside. Sanders will go through his whole, you know, he'll go through the field and take a look, and he actually makes some things happen outside the pocket. He's got kind of a wind-up release. He has no twitch. So what's going to happen is if he tries to make these, he's going to have to throw with much better, better anticipation. Not much better. He's not bad. But he's going to have to get better with his anticipation, because if you try some of these throws in pros, they're getting snapped up. But if he keeps it slow and steady and throws what's there, he's accurate.
Everybody says he's going to the Giants.
He's actually not bad. He's not bad. Giants, let me put it this way. I think he's got more upside potentially than Anthony Richardson and Will Levis.
Well, yeah, Anthony Richardson can't throw a football. Okay.
No.
I mean, he's terrible. Terrible. Yeah. And I don't get it. He's going to be a top fantasy draft. I don't know how you could possibly take him.
He can't throw the football.
And he's never there.
And he never plays. So, it's that's great for a quarterback.
No, it's not. No. I mean, I would never want him on. I mean, you can't count on him. Now he'll explode with runs, and he'll get you points that way. So it's Tennessee first, Cleveland second. All these teams need a quarterback. Tennessee, Cleveland, and the Giants, all three of them need a quarterback. But Cam allegedly going first, right?
I don't know.
I don't know that Cleveland.
Have they asked Deion who's allowed to go first?
You what?
Has Deion been asked who's allowed to go first?
Well, no, that's the draft order. Deion can't say anything about that.
Well, Deion, I think, took over Cam. I think he tells people where Cam can play, too.
No, he doesn't get to tell anyone.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
Well, I don't know for sure that he hasn't just said, I'm going to be the one, you have to come to me if you want Cam. I'm not sure that he hasn't decided that he also tells you where Cam is and isn't going to play.
How many? So it could be two quarterbacks out of the first three. And then you might not see. Now the Jets need a quarterback. They're seventh, right? They need a quarterback. Then you don't need a quarterback.
Well, it's not a great year. Listen, it's not a great year to need a quarterback.
No,
and I don't think I'm going to put a first-round grade on Shedeur Sanders, but he is going to go into first. But I think I'll probably have a second-round grade on him with, you know, which is fine. You know, my grade is the equivalent of a third-rounder on Quinn Ewers. Jalen Milroe, it's a fourth-rounder.
What are the Jets going to do? What are the Steelers going to do?
They say Deion actually okayed us to get snow. So one of the reasons that we have the snow, Deion said it was, he approved snow for us.
Yeah.
So it was allowed to snow. So thank you for your service, Deion. Coach Prime, for allowing us to have snow. I wonder if the Titans have already gotten permission to draft Shedeur if he's been eliminated by Deion.
He's Coach Prime to you.
Nick. You don't call Coach Saban Nick.
No one calls him by his first name.
Everybody called him Nick. Everybody did. And that was a bad example, Deion. That was a bad example because, yeah, everybody does. 713-780-3776 on this, the snow holiday 2025. And you know what you should do since you can't drive? You're not going to drive anywhere. Might as well drink some Coors Lights today. And you know what? Put them outside in the snow. Watch them turn blue, right, in that snow. How awesome is that? How awesome is that? Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. The world's most refreshing beer. I love me some Coors Lights. You will love you some Coors Lights. They're awesome. If you're looking for the best way to enjoy your day today, I don't know that there's anything on that's going to be great. So when there's something on TV, when there's nothing on TV, it doesn't matter. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Y'all are just sitting around today. Maybe you can walk over to a neighbor's house, bring a six-pack of Coors Light with you. I mean, they'll love you forever. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's even better when it's snowing outside, all right? Cold, it's wonderful, it's the best Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Wow. Coach Phillips, Wade Phillips sent out. He's got a statue in his front yard. That's pretty cool. Statues are pretty cool in their front yard.
Not if it's Robert E. Lee.
No, it's not a statue. It looks like a little person. He looks like a kid.
A lawn jockey?
He doesn't have a lawn jockey per se, but it's I don't know. It's a kid standing there. I think it's a kid or a little person.
It's not Ulysses S. Grant.
It's not. No. It's not Alabama or Mississippi.
Not Andrew Jackson.
Not none of them.
Andrew Jackson was wild.
David says, at least we're not in West Yellowstone. Today, minus 43 degrees in Yellowstone, Montana. And I think that's probably, they probably will even stay inside than that. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So, oh, man, blizzards in Louisiana. What is going on? Oh, I thought there was global warming.
No, that's what it's. That's what it is. It's changing weather patterns.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot.
It's not just because it's cold. Doesn't mean cold.
It's cold.
It's because warming doesn't exist because it's cold.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I'm okay with certain weather patterns changing. I don't want, like, Category 5 hurricanes because it's really warm in the Gulf of America. I don't want that necessarily. That's not my favorite.
Yeah, no.
You know what weather patterns I want to change? Like, well, I wish we'd do a weather pattern where the summers would be like, folks, these weather patterns are going crazy. Instead of 6 or 7 months of summer, it looks like summer is only going to last 2 months, and the high is only going to be 92. And dew points are dropping across the planet. These dew points are really getting down. There's less humidity. This is some very strange. I'd be like, man, I'm going to stay here forever. But I can't get that. Now I got summer in November. I don't like that. I want summer to end in July. Boom, August, 81.
Yeah. August is 81. Be perfect.
I mean, that's what you have already where you live.
That's what I got already.
Only you got
five. No. They hit 100 here for like 2 or 3 months last year. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was hot when we first got here. It was really hot. And they said it's been going on all summer.
So it's unusually hot.
I thought it was supposed to be 70 here all the time. And they said it's highly unusual. But I had to endure it. I did it.
Well, that's highly unusual on 100. It's highly unusual for us to get about 5 to 6 inches of snow today.
Yeah, it's highly unusual. All this stuff is highly unusual.
But I'll take the snow.
For those of you who missed it, we talked Rockets early on. They lose yesterday, 107-96. They actually played well defensively. They held them to – but Cade Cunningham was just too much. Jalen Durant, too much. Ausar was pretty good, but so was Amen. They pretty much canceled each other out, although Amen had more points than he did. Jalen was kind of back to where he was. This was a Jalen game. 8 for 21, 2 for 8. He was NBA Player of the Week, so got to give it up. But he kind of reverted yesterday back to that not great shooting guy. He had the worst plus minus of the game for anybody, minus 22 while he was on the floor. So not a great game for Jalen, who's been spectacular lately, and congratulations on his Player of the Week. But the Rockets now are 7 games behind the Thunder, and now just a half game up on Memphis for second in the conference. So they got to pick it back up. They've lost two of their last three. Tari is back, but hasn't made that big a difference. Cam Whitmore, Tari's minutes, 27 last night. Cam, 20. It's going to be interesting to see when Jabari comes back what they do. Maybe Aaron Holiday loses his minutes. He had some minutes, and he's had some minutes lately. I would imagine, you know, Jabari. I don't know. Does Jabari move back into the starting lineup and Amen sits the bench?
I think so. It's going to cause a lot of problems in my house because this house has turned into an anti-Jabari house, which I think is bullcrap. I'm a Jabari guy. But, you know, they don't. This is only the second loss they've had with Amen as a starter. So, wait. Yeah. It's only the second loss since Jabari's been out. So I don't – I think they do. I think they do. I don't think they make – Jabari goes back in. I don't know that I would, though, John. You know what? It's not going to – this team isn't far enough along where that would cause a ripple effect. It's not far enough along where it's messing with chemistry. It really is. You got a better guy playing more minutes. I mean, what's the problem?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It was the second in a row because Amen missed the win. So right. His second he missed the last game. Well, he missed 2 games with Portland, right? So it's his second in a row. But yeah, he's only lost 2 games since he's been in the starting lineup. I don't know. I think I just want Amen. I don't care about the sixth man award. Who gives a rat's ass? But Amen's got a chance at the sixth man award. If he's coming off the bench the way that he's playing, it'll be tough to get. But who cares about that? Are they a better team with Amen on the floor and starting rather than Jabari? Well, they're getting the wins, yesterday notwithstanding, but they are pretty damn good. I love Amen and his game. Yeah, he's your favorite player now.
I think Amen's my favorite.
I think he's mine too. He's so good. So
you want to get Amen Thompson jerseys? Maybe start wearing them to work?
Together? We put in with Rockets number one, but we put our names on the back.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and it was good to see Marcus Sasser out there for Detroit yesterday. Nice.
Yeah, I forgot about Marcus Sasser.
He used to play here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Cougs moved up. Cougs moved up three spots in the AP poll. They're playing great. They just barely got by Central Florida the other day, and but won by one on a last second shot by Jaywan Roberts. But they've won what 10 in a row now. And are starting to come into form. They're undefeated in the Big 12. So they're kicking ass the way we thought early of those early losses. Auburn, man, is just a beast. Just a beast. And they were the unanimous number one this week in college basketball. So a lot of good stuff, a lot of good basketball coming up, including both our Houston teams. Really, really good. 713-780-3776, pretty much a holiday show. We will get back to it right after this. But first, I want to talk about windows. I want to talk about your windows. I want to talk about, it's cold outside. Go by your window right now and see how cold it is next to your window. If it's that much colder than by your window, then it is inside, closer, further away from your window. Because that means one thing. Your windows suck. That's what that means. That's what that means. And it's not keeping out the cold. It's not keeping out the heat. It's costing you more when you heat the house. It's costing you more when you cool the house. If this is the case, that it's colder by your windows, then you've got a problem. Well, Jim Fiume has the solution. Gulf Coast Windows, the best window in the market. Double pane, double glass, any kind, vinyl windows, wood, hurricane, whatever it is, those windows are going to be installed perfectly, and they're going to last, and they are going to have a great warranty. And the installation will be second to none. Beauty, privacy, security, all of those things with one place. GulfCoastWindows.com, 713-849-5454, or GulfCoastWindows.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Will Kunkel caught up with, I don't know, maybe it was Nate Griffin caught up with him because it says it's from Nate Griffin. I don't know. Fox 26 caught up with Joe Espada in a parking lot somewhere.
No, that's Kunkel. That was Will Kunkel.
It was Will Kunkel.
Yeah.
And he was asked about, he asked him about Alex Bregman. And it's interesting what, I don't know that, but Joe, I think this is probably what Joe Espada had to say. I don't know that this is the organization's stance on this, but, I mean, Joe Espada, I'm sure he wants Alex Bregman back, but I'm not sure that'll ever happen now. Here is Will Kunkel's interview with Joe Espada.
Joe, what's the latest on Alex Bregman right now?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, he has not signed with anyone, right? So we hear still, you know, open. Our arms are still open. The door is still open. There's always a chance, right? But right now, we are still in conversations with not only him, but with other free agent players. So we'll see.
Okay, so Lance, once again, Gary has a point. He's not happy with you. You're giving Will Kunkel credit for Nate Griffin's work. So, okay.
Some people wouldn't know what that means, but shout out to my man Nate, who, by the way, that's the first official radio show I was ever on in radio back in 95. Early, like January of 95, was Nate Griffin at 610 before it took off in the 24 into the all sports format. It was already started, but yeah, Nate had a weekend show. So anyway, Nate's still around. Yeah, I think he meant it. hey, you know, we'd welcome him back with open arms. If the price is right, I actually think the Astros would figure it out.
Oh, well, okay, so, yeah, but there's no way. They got $4 million to deal with. There's just, I don't know. Would you go over the luxury tax and lose, you know, those draft picks if Alex Bregman would re-sign? Now what do you do with Paredes if that is the case? Because you got Walker at first base. I mean, unless
trade
he
him.
Can play, if he can play left field, but then that means Yordan isn't out in the field ever. I mean,
so good. Wow, that sounds great.
Nah, I don't know.
Yordan's, I don't need Yordan busting his knees up. He's not that good. Yordan, he's got a good arm.
Yordan wants to play the field, so Yordan gets to play the field.
I don't care. Yordan was mostly not an outfielder, though.
No. But when,
why are we acting like he's a?
He said he wanted to be out there most of the time. Now he's not. But
he said that a couple of years ago. He's not playing a lot of left field anymore. He's not going to start playing more in the field now.
Oh,
I doubt it.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Why not play him a DH?
Okay, under over games.
I'm just asking you. Why would you not play him? Why would you not have him a DH and keep him fresh?
They do. Well, not. But you know why you don't have him a DH now? Because you don't have any outfielders. You got Jake Meyers in every game now. I mean, that's a plan you're looking for?
That's not my business. I didn't create that crap.
Well, apparently, whoever created it doesn't matter. You know what's happening? That. And so that's not ideal. You know, I would rather have a bat. Maybe John Singleton plays more. I don't know. I'm getting a migraine now. Somebody sat. Steven Adams sat out yesterday with a migraine. He's got to work on that. Apparently, he has some kind of crazy breakfast that I don't know. Tari was talking about. He's a caveman. Anyway, under over Yordan games in left field out of 162.
He's in left field. How many was he last
60,
year?
Well, 60.
Yeah, I'd say, let's say about, if he stays healthy, 63, maybe.
Yeah. I would think, but you can't, you've got to, because you're going to have another bat in the lineup, and that bat's probably going to be a DH. You don't have any outfielders right now. You've got to pick somebody. You've got to do something about this. Jim Crane, go trade, whatever it is. Not Jim, but whatever. You gotta find a right fielder is what you really need, and then you have Dubon in left or center, and you have Chaz in left or center. You can't count on Jake Meyers' bat every day in the line. What kind of team? What kind of world is that we live in, where Jake Meyers is playing every day?
That's a terrible world.
That's a terrible world.
I don't think the Astros get to a World Series before the Texans and Rockets get to their championship, get to the championships of their leagues. I think the Astros had a hell of a run, but you can't have Jake Meyers playing that many games
right.
And think you're going to get to an ALCS.
After what you saw in the playoffs, same old Texans. Do you think they're?
I thought they outplayed Kansas City, John. I said it before, and I'll say it again. They were their own worst enemy. I know the officials and all that stuff, but the decision making from the head coach was bad on two important occasions. Your kicker was bad on even, I don't count the 55-yarder against him, but the other two kicks that he missed, the extra point, and then the block kick was, he was trying to drive it, so it was a lower trajectory. That's on him. That was bad, and then I thought, you know, I just thought the protection just fell apart in the fourth quarter, but you had 15-yard penalties that some were dumb by you and some were bad calls by the officials. I didn't think Kansas City outplayed you. I didn't think that at all. So, yeah, I'm not dissuaded. I think this year's a huge – I'm not dissuaded. I'm really not. Now, I also – now, this is the weird thing. I don't think the Texans did beat the Bills this year. I feel like the Texans wouldn't be able to handle the Ravens. But, you know, you can win a championship and not be able to handle a team.
I don't think they would. Do you think they would beat the Bills right now? No.
I mean, I don't feel like it. But then again, I don't feel like they would. But, and yet you believe Kansas City is going to beat the Bills, don't you?
No, I think the Bills are going to beat Kansas City.
Okay, because Kansas City's a favorite. If Kansas City gets to the Super Bowl and you outplayed Kansas City, I don't see why you shouldn't think that you're not that far away. I don't think the Texans are that far away, and two of their best young players are, like, going to get better. They've got a team full of guys that are Lassiter's young. Both corners and your really good safety are young. You've still got a young Christian Harris. Azeez Al-Shaair's just, to me, he's just a physical player who's a little overrated, honestly.
He was bad on
Yeah, he was bad. I don't want to kill him for that. You know,
okay. Let me ask you this. What do you do with Kaimi now? Here's some numbers for you. Outdoor stadiums this year, 15 of 20 field goals, 13 of 16 extra points, 48.5 kicking grade. Those numbers would put him 24th in the league in field goal percentage and dead last in extra point percentage. He can't
kick outdoors.
Well,
we've done this before. Yeah, we've done this before with him. And he had that bad year. What year was that? He had a bad year field goal percentage. It was the year of our Lord. 2021, made 78%. Then he was 93, 96. That's field goal percentage. I mean, that's high,
I'm talking about outdoors.
Yeah, I get it. Is this a consistent? I'll have to check his splits. Has this been for his career? Or are you just looking at 1 year?
That was just this year.
Yeah, then I got to see if it's a that could just be a one-off. If it's been a thing for his whole career, I guess, you know, you look at it, I don't think you make any changes. I mean, he's been really good. This year is not a good year.
No.
This year's not a good year.
This year was
Kaimi.
A bad year. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, based on expectations. You know, he was this is incredible. That dude was 13 of 16 from 50+. I can't even begin to tell you how incredible that is. 13, you know what's wild is, let's see, from 30 to, let's see, no. Yeah. I mean, he was 8 of 10 from 20 to 29. You can't be 8 of 10. You've got to be 100% from 20 to 29.
Yeah, yep.
You got to be 100%. You really need to be as close to 100% as possible on extra points. He missed two extra points. It may not seem like a big deal, and he missed two kicks from 20 to 29. He missed no kicks from 30 to 39. He missed one kick from 40 to 49, and he made 13 of 16 from 50+. I mean, on paper, that sounds – if this were a true shooting percentage, it'd actually be really high. If you created a formula where you got, you know, more value out of kicking a higher 50-yard field goal rate, I mean, last year he was 5 of 6 from 50. This year he's 13 of 16. You want to look at the – that is an indictment of Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud in the offense. Yeah. Is he ended up kicking 16 – he ended up attempting 16 50-yard field goals. Yes. In the past, the highest number was 6. Now, I get that they are more likely to try it now because of his success rate, but that's still out of control when you end up kicking that many threes. That's out of control from 50.
That's
way too many.
All right. 713-780-3776.
Let's get a call. I want to take a call today on this snow day.
Yeah. No, we absolutely do. We absolutely want to take calls. So you guys are sitting at home doing nothing. You're watching Lance on the video with his snow day and his kids and his dog, and you're not calling in? That's ridiculous. It's embarrassing.
Can I pose a question before we go to break?
What?
Lance, did you come back, let's say, somewhat late from a break because you took a picture outside?
He did take pictures for me.
I was peeing.
He sent me pictures of his snow.
I already had that one on my phone.
So when you tweeted out a picture of your lovely wife standing out in the snow, that wasn't you taking the picture. That's why you came back late to the show.
No, I got that during the first break.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, what were you doing when it took? Why did it take you so long to come back? When we were
dumping. I was taking a dump.
He would rather admit to that.
Yes, no, I didn't do that. I just went out and saw Djokovic. He beat Alcaraz, and so I went and watched Djokovic's speech. I was out there and lost track of the time, so I ran back in. But, yeah, Djokovic beat Alcaraz this morning.
Wow. That's a big win.
It is.
And Yeah, and
We're big center guys this year.
Tens
for the
of people cared. Yeah. Time to talk right now about mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Okay? It's the place to – they're still – okay? You've got the two championship games and the Super Bowl. You've got NBA. You've got NHL. You've got soccer. You've got casino game. You've got – it's if you know cricket – whatever it is you know, or you're going to bet it. How about a place where they go and give you more money to play with, right? As soon as you deposit, you make your deposit. You make your deposit, and they'll say, well, let's just bonus you some. And I talked about my son-in-law went in for over $400 playing, what the hell was he? Oh, he was playing slots.
What?
Yeah, playing slots, and he wins over $400. It's ridiculous, and they were free. He just said, here's some free slot plays. And then and he picks up $400. Now he's using that to go play on stuff that he actually knows about. And boom, 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 my granddaughter's going through college. So here's the deal. If you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, that's right, mybookie.ag. I recommend it for a great way to pay for college. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.